After World War II, from 1946 to 1964, a new breed was raised up. A strong clan of brilliant, fearless, invincible people. Ones who believed they could do anything. Who changed the very culture of the entire world. This clan is the tribe known as the Baby Boomers. But somehow life happened. The J-O-B, the family, the kids. For some, divorce, remarriage, more kids, moving, new jobs, layoffs. And then the very people whose motto was, never trust anyone over 30, suddenly passed that age and now are double it. Many now with dim vision, lost hopes, and broken dreams are fearful that it's all over and the only thing that's left is regret. But out of the ashes was born Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again to surpass their glory days and achieve even greater things now. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Nope, it's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby, Bobby boy. Yes, Grandpa, go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
Oh, this is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, coming to you today on a sunshiny Chattanooga day. It's in its 60s. That's ultimate mailman, mail-carrying weather, when I used to carry mail in the way back when. But anyhow, I hope y'all are doing okay. This is a new day, and this is a new episode. Last couple episodes, the last episode, When Life Happens, was a little bit of a downer. And sorry about that, but life happens. When Life Happens, that was the name of the episode. If you've missed any of the Bobby the Boomer episodes, you can scroll down on the show notes. Look at the title. It's pretty self-explanatory. The little show notes talk a little bit about it. And you can listen in at your leisure. You can download it. And if you want to subscribe to Bobby the Boomer, you can go ahead and subscribe. That way, every time a new episode comes out, you will be notified and you won't miss a one, not even a single one. No, and if you want to rate me on iTunes, that's the one I know. It's rating is 1 to 5. 5 is the best. 1 is the lowest. You give me what you think I deserve. So, what's up with Bobby today? Yeah, I know my voice sounds a little froggy, a little scratchy, but that's part of today's episode. What is today's episode? Well, it's called When Perfect Is Not Perfect. Yes, when perfect's not perfect. And what do I mean by that? I know perfect is a matter of perception. Things can be perfect if that's the way you look at it. And if you set your standards to a certain, I wouldn't say low, but if you set your standards to the way you want them to be, so that whatever you are doing and trying to accomplish, when you accomplish it, you can say it's perfect. Yeah. And sometimes people say action is, or doing something is, the next perfect or the next best thing to perfect, because sometimes we wait for the perfect opportunity, the perfect day, the perfect chance, the perfect amount of money, the perfect mate, the perfect child, the perfect whatever. And somehow it seems to elude us, doesn't it? And although it sometimes seems to elude us, most of the time it seems to elude us, I just want to talk about that a little bit, about the last week or so since the last episode. As some of you, if you haven't listened to it, you go back and listen to it, but Reader's Digest version, we got news on one day that my son's wife passed away, and then the very same day we got a message from my sister that my mom had fallen and broken her pelvic bone. And so we were not having a perfect day when we got that news. We had to figure out what we wanted to do, so we went up to, or over to, or next to, whatever. We're in Tennessee. We went to visit my son in Missouri, and we felt that he needed some love, and he needed his mom and dad to comfort him and help him get strong, or be strong. I know when you lose a loved one sometimes, especially when it's that close, you get pretty well frazzled, and sometimes you believe a lot of lies. The enemy, or people speak lies, or you just put lies on yourself that you didn't do enough, you weren't enough, you could have done something better, something more, and you tell yourself you didn't do a perfect job. So when perfect's not perfect, what are we supposed to do? Well, I got a little secret for you. Some of you know that it's not a secret. Some of you already know, it's just common sense. There is no perfect. If you're talking about the perfect word, or the perfect definition of perfect, life life is life. Life happens. Yes, there is ups and downs in life. And one of the things was brought to my mind, I had done what they call a little sermonette. You know, you speak, some people call them sermons, those long ones where you're like, when is lunchtime? But a sermonette is a small message, 15 to 20 minutes. I was asked to give one recently. And I was thinking about all this stuff going on in the world and then what stuff going on now. And it was called Count It All Joy. Count It All Joy. The Bible talks about counting it all joy when different trials come. It doesn't say you're not going to have trials. For some reason, we think life is going to be perfect. We think we're going to have all the money we need. We're going to have live where we live, the perfect house, the perfect spouse, the perfect everything. But life has its ups and downs. Life has its tribulation. In this world, Jesus the Christ said, in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Well, what does that mean and how does that help me? Well, he's overcome the world. All things will be made well. I know we are linear. We're living in a timeline, so we want things yesterday. Most of the folks in the Western world want to microwave their life. They want everything put it in the box, push the button, and boop, it's ready. Yeah. But sometimes character, like character, it takes a little time to build character. It takes a little time to perfect something. You know, perfect practice makes perfect. That is kind of weird, because if you were practicing perfect, you'd already be perfect. That's one of those sayings I wonder about. How about you? Anyhow, so we are not promised to have everything easy. We are told that all things will work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. We're told that. It all will work out. The when is what we are having some difficulties as some of us humans. We have the little problem with the when, because we want everything soon, right? I've been watching this TV episodic television show about Jesus and his disciples called The Chosen. Some of you might have seen it. I'll put a plug in for it, not getting anything for it, except that you might enjoy it. And it portrays Jesus and his disciples in a realistic way that we can relate to instead of the usual very boring biblical depictions. Anyhow, it's called TheChosen.tv. It's on a free app. You can watch it, and it's episodic. So you got to start from the beginning so that you can get the whole character development like a lot of shows and episodic shows do. If you come in the middle of the show or at the end, you won't have enjoyed the growth of so many of the characters, the disciples like Peter and Matthew, and there's some other characters that are not biblical, but their character development is awesome to watch. Anyhow, in that show, they keep asking Jesus, like they did in the Bible, are you going to set up your kingdom soon? Will you be coming soon? Will you do that soon? Well, that word soon, it depends on who soon you're talking about. Human being soon wants it to be right away. Sometimes I found in God's timing, soon could be a long time. Like all the disciples, everybody since the day Jesus resurrected and went up to heaven, everybody's been thinking he's coming back any minute now. Well, it's been a couple thousand years, and I'm not saying that my Lord delays his coming. I'm just saying no man knows the day or the hour. And when he comes, he's going to come. And it'll be soon. In a timeline, it'll be sooner than it is. Sooner now than it was 10 years ago, right? So we want everything fast. We want everything perfect. And we are flesh and blood. We are physical. So we do get sick. We do have difficulties financially. We have difficulties with our relationships, no matter who they be with, whether they are family or loved ones or worker folks or just people in the store. Somebody you trigger and they get off because you said the wrong word or whatever. Or you're wearing the wrong shirt or wearing the wrong hat or whatever it is. People just get all whatever, upset for whatever. And it is not a perfect world. It would be nice. I know it's a matter of perspective. I'm going to get to that to the end. We're going to have an happy ending. But I'm just trying to catch you up with some of the non-perfect, perfect things that I was hoping would be perfect but aren't perfect. But we made the best of it as it could. So we went to visit our son so we could help him emotionally and strengthen him and comfort him in the time of his loss. And we had, I think it was a good time with him. I think it helped him. He did thank us and say he was doing much better when we left than when we came. And we are happy for that. In that respect, that was a perfect visit. It accomplished what we were hoping for it to accomplish, and it is helping him to deal with his loss. It will be difficult. I know I've lost family members, and I'm still, years later, still thinking about them and still missing them. And sometimes that's just the way it is. I know with believers, I like to say it's not goodbye, it's see you later. But it is hardest on the ones that are left, the ones that were suffering and the ones that had a lot of difficulties and physical ailments or whatever it may be. When they're gone, their difficulties and troubles are gone. They are at rest, they are at peace, and their spirit goes back to God where it came from. So that is a good thing. I reckon that's pretty perfect because God has a perfect plan. But how about man? It says when man makes his plans, God laughs, right? So we went to Missouri. We had a nice visit. We spent some time with my sister-in-law, my wife's youngest sister, baby sister. She allowed us to stay with her, and that was such a wonderful and a lovely visit. We really enjoy being with her and staying with her. She was very gracious and generous in allowing us to stay there and have our son there as well so that he could be with us. We could all spend time together and be in a family atmosphere, and that was wonderful. But on our way home, on our way back to Tennessee, the missus got sick with something. We don't know what it was, but what took us about 8 hours to get to Missouri took us almost 12 hours getting back because the missus got sick, and I'm not sure what it was. It wasn't COVID because I tested for that just yesterday. Missus got sick and was getting car sick, and the weather, the weather was definitely not perfect. It was pouring rain most of the way, or it was windy. It was something else as far as driving. It was not the perfect weather to drive in. No, but I tried the best I could, ask for the help from the Lord to keep on going. When we went a while, and then we'd stop a while and rest so she would get over the car sickness stuff or motion sickness stuff. Then we go a little bit more, then we stop a little bit, and then we go a little bit more, but we made it back. Even though it wasn't a perfect trip, we made it back. So in that, yeah, we perfectly made it home. That was nice. And then we've been resting up. And whatever my missus got, I guess I got it too. I just didn't get it as bad. So I've been trying to take care of her, trying to do what I can to make her comfortable and get her things that she needs while she's kind of resting up and refreshing and getting better. Yes. And now I'm sitting in the Walmart parking lot. I'm getting ready to get a few things that we need, and then I'm going to go home and rest some more because I need to rest up too. Yes, because I am not feeling perfectly well either. So, that's the update. I know sometimes, I allow you into my life, or I speak about my life, not to just go on about me, no, because no, I am definitely not perfect. And that's maybe why I share my stories, because I let you know you can figure out what in this life doesn't work from my experience. And not do that, hopefully. And maybe if I do something good, I will share that too, so that hopefully it'll help you to have a better, almost perfect life. Yes. So that's what I have for you today. I just thought I wanted to update you. This will be the only show that I do this week because I'm taking some time off as well. It took some time, bereavement time, to be with my son. And now I'm taking some sick time. And it's not perfect because I got to take it without pay. If you don't have the time to do, you can't. But I am able to take the time off. I have some gracious bosses in my job. So I appreciate that very much. And that's what you do when things aren't perfect. You look for the good. Talk about that in previous episodes. You could go back and look for that if you wish. If not, well, just take what I got for you right now. You know, you look at what you got. It's a matter of perspective. It's a matter of mind. If you don't mind, it don't matter. You make the best out of the situation. You take lemons and make lemonade. And if you don't like lemons, you put a lot of sugar or honey in it, and hopefully it'll be okay. Yes. And you do the best you can with what you got. Don't beat yourself up when you can't get it exactly just the way. And don't keep going in the hamster wheel of life where you go over and over and over. I've been doing that a lot. 67 years of my life going around and around and around, hoping that the next loop will be perfect. And I'm figuring out, yes, have learned and figured out at 67 years old that life ain't perfect. And things won't necessarily be perfect in this life unless you change your standards and you be grateful for what you got. You do what you can. And I guess we could make a new definition of perfect. But that's okay. I'm just going to say things are better than they were yesterday, and I'm hoping they'll be better tomorrow. And if life throws me a bone or a bad thing, well, I'm just going to remember what the Lord Jesus said. In this world, you'll have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yes. So I hope you are encouraged. I didn't mean to bring you down. I know life happens, things happen, but we just do what we can, and we look for the good. We be grateful for what we do have, not what we don't have, and what went well instead of what went awry or unwell. And again, that's what I have for you today, and I hope you will come back for the next episode of Bobby the Boomer. And until then, I will just say goodbye, and God bless!